to the graphic nature of this program, listener discretion is advised.
The time has come.
Ladies and gentlemen,
the moment has arrived.
I give you...
It's time for Riled Up. Your chance to let it all out. If you're riled up, call 610-771-9751 and leave a message. Riled Up is brought to you by Riley Sales. Are you riled up? Cool down with a Duquesne AC from Riley Sales. They supply the HVAC pros who will get the job done right.
Some may find the following disturbing. Discretion is advised.
This is Riled Up. Now, here are Anthony Gargano and Jason Martinez.
Hello?
Yeah, it's time for Riled Up. You know, I love this hour of the show because it really gives the people a good opportunity and to, you know, get cathartic and expunge everything.
Now, let me ask you guys a question because I'm new to the Riled Up. Can you be pumped up, riled up?
Oh, yeah.
Like, so you can do the, we can get people
can
to
be positive.
Chance?
Yeah.
Like, it's the last hour of the show, and I kind of want to enjoy it a little bit.
You need a little wind beneath your behind your
right,
sail?
So I kind of want to enjoy, I want to get excited for the game tonight. So I'd love to hear people give me Eagle chants from their office or wherever they're at.
Yeah, and we encourage that highly on game day on the Riled Up line, so let's do that. Yeah, I mean, Riled Up calls can be funny. They can be silly. They can be stupid.
That's why I asked the question.
Oh, yeah. There's no box that these calls can be in, Ant. So, live round, I'm calling 610-632-0975. And Anthony's got the request. He wants some Eagle chants on the Riled Up line.
I do. I feel like it. It's been slow. The chants have dwindled with the 2-3 start. And I want to go back to it. I want to feel it again. I want to feel that emotion again.
Yeah, everybody's a little reticent right now.
And I think they're going to win tonight. They're going to win tonight.
All right, let's see what we got on the Riled Up line today.
Anthony Gargano, Jason Martinez, brother. This, I am so riled up. This is Hulk Peterson, brother. And I'm telling you, I got a chair across the head and I'm down, but I'm not out, brother. I got to get back up on that horse and going to say, New York Giants, what you going to do when the largest head and visor completely and utterly destroy you?
Gosh, it went great.
Oh, Uncle Mania run wild.
It's Hulk Peterson.
Yes.
That's our character, Hulk
Peterson. I love
Peterson.
That.
Yeah.
I hope Doug can bust that out tonight and give us a little, like, Hulkamania on the sidelines,
Hulk
you know?
Hulk Peterson.
Maybe can Doug tear the shirt
the
off?
Biggest head and visor
your head on your ass.
In the world.
Is that right?
Yes. Hulk Peterson. He's the big head man.
I love it.
Well, Doug's got the big coconut.
Yeah, well, with the rain tonight, he can't wear the visor. Gonna mess up the coif. You know? You gotta go to the hat tonight.
You think he goes full cap?
He's going cap tonight on the road.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, well, with the rain, you gotta go full cap. Yeah.
Football coach, though, you should be wearing a visor tonight. Like a t-shirt and a visor. Screw the weather. Give the weather the finger.
I'm excited for the weather tonight. Like,
yeah.
I'm excited to watch. I love, like, rain games.
Yeah.
Snow games, whatever it is. I'm a big inclement weather fan.
It adds, like, a level of uncertainty to everything.
Yep.
Slipping off the hands and interceptions and big plays.
Yeah, we had a guy earlier said in Corey inclement weather. Let's go.
Oh, I like that. And it's not Clement. It's Clement. That's
right.
Perfect. I like that. That's a good call. That's a good call. Let's take a live call. Let's go to our buddy, your buddy, and the one and only out of the Fighting Borough, Bristol, Coach Al. What's up, Coach Al?
He's a Super Bowl world champion.
Eagles Super Bowl!
Eagles Super Bowl, you ready for tonight?
What do you say, Coach Al? How you feel, Coach Al? How you feel about the game?
I feel good about it. I feel great. We're world champions. Don't worry, we'll mull right through and go right after the trophy again. Yeah, you're going to see a year like last year. Don't worry, relax, buckle up. People seem to be uptight. Forget it. Eagles Super Bowl
world
champions!
Give me score, Coach Al.
I love school outside. It's a 10-point difference. We're going to beat them by 10 points. Giants games are always tough, but we're coming out of there with a nice, strong performance. We're the toughest team in football. We're not going to have any nuisance penalties and all that stuff. And we're going to take off, and we're going to manhandle the Giants right in front of their own people at their own house. And that'll be it. Eagles Super Bowl!
Super Bowl! Oh, yeah!
Yeah, he's got the 10-point differential.
The Fighting Borough of Bristol. Yeah.
Why did it be called
Mikey Miss?
Yeah, that's why it's called the Fighting Borough of Bristol.
No, I made it up.
Oh, I thought it was just because Mikey Miss lived there. It was the Fighting Borough of Bristol.
No, I made it up. When Coach Al was called from Bristol,
yeah.
I always figured Bristol as a tough town, right? Yeah. And that's why I always called it as like a box from the Fighting Borough of Bristol.
I was up there a couple weeks ago for one of my son's games at the Grundy Rink, right? And it's all like cold concrete walls, you know? That's Bristol.
Really? You know what? I don't think I've ever been to Bristol.
What? We gotta make a road trip.
I've been to Bristol, Connecticut, but I've never been to Bristol, PA.
Oh, you gotta go up there. We'll go see Mikey Miss's old house.
Yeah.
I like a nice, tight, muscular ass.
I've never been to Bristol, PA.
What's next?
I'm petrified of this team. I mean, people say you can't go 2-4, you can't lose to the Giants. Yeah, we can. We can go 2-4. We can lose to the Giants and be tied for last in the division. I am scared to death. I don't have any confidence until I see a win.
I've got to be in your boat.
You feel the same way as he does?
I'm nervous because I don't want to come into 2-4.
I'm not telling you they're going to win because they can't lose and I can't foresee 2-4.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you they're going to win because I just think they're a better team and the matchup dictates, particularly with weather. I think everything favors the Eagles, so that's why I tell you they're going to win.
That pushes your lean a little further with this inclement weather tonight.
Yeah, I think they're going to win the game. I think they match up, and I think they win the game. I don't think this is one of these Thursday nights where you got to travel, it's a big deal, you got a plane, it's a bus ride, I like the setup. I think the setup is fine.
Lays out nicely. All right, let's go to Doug on the live line. He's riled up. What's up, Doug?
What's up, guys? What's up, Martinez? Hey, listen, we're from Philly. We're tough. It starts tonight, all right? This big division wins to turn the whole season around. We got this. You want to get pumped up? Let's get pumped up. Eagle chance to get
it. Do it, Doug. Now that's a chant.
All right, he's going to the Mr. Caller of the Week and the $200.
Now that's a chant.
Yeah, that's he's going to the Mr. Caller of the Week and the $200 gets the Golden Nugget Jewelers because he almost blew out the microphone on his phone. That chant was so
that's
good.
A chant.
Yeah, you got to blow it out, right? What's next?
Oh man, I was feeling nervous about this game, but then Anthony came on and told me that Saquon's been average. So now I feel better. I mean, average. He's seventh in the league. Yards from scrimmage, averaging a touchdown and over 100 yards from scrimmage a game. Sounds pretty average to me.
He's been average. He has not been as dynamic as you thought he would be. He has had some big plays, which adds to stats. But if you don't watch him, like obviously you don't watch him play, that you could see that he has been average other than a couple dynamic plays. And it's not because of his ability. It's because of the line in front of him.
Yeah, I thought he was going to
be... So that's the point.
Yeah.
But if you want to go stats because you're a fantasy football guy and all you know is stats and not the game itself, then you could come on and be a sarcastic ass.
See, I pegged him as a $1.15 on the ground guy, 40 in the air weekly. He hasn't been that. I thought that's what he'd be.
That's the point.
Yeah.
And again, it's not because of his own ability.
Mm-hmm.
It's because of his line.
Yeah, they're doing him no favor.
But you want to be a stat guy and just look at stats, then go ahead. That's wrong.
That's an analytics about mentality.
It's not analytics. Analytics is goes beneath stats.
Yeah.
That's just a stats look. That's let me just look at the guy's numbers.
Surface.
Correct.
Yeah, you got to scratch the surface every once in a while.
Look, I don't give you anything other than I actually do go to films. I watch tape.
Yeah.
I'm a loser. What do you want from me? All right? I don't know many things, but I know that sport. All right?
I know one thing. That needs to be a drop. I'm a loser. What do you want from me? It's got to be a drop.
Whatever you want to do.
Yeah.
I don't care.
What's next?
You know what, Anthony? You are completely right about the Flyers. I am restless. It's been far too long. When I was growing up, I'm 36 years old now. When I was growing up, we were in the playoffs every year. The last time we had any sort of success was 2012, and that was way too long ago.
That wasn't even really success in 2012. 2010 was the last time you had legit success where you got to a cup final and lost.
Restless is the word. When he says restless, that's how I feel. Like, all right, enough's enough. I'm tired of being just a you talk about the definition of average.
Mm-hmm.
They've been more average than any other pro team in
mediocre.
All of sports.
Yep.
You saw that list.
Yep. And it was absolutely correct. And I totally agree. Here's the deal. Like, you see all these teams around you in this division winning the cup. The last three cups have come from their division. Two from the Pens and one from the Caps. You're going, well, what about us? Like, what's going on here?
Yeah.
They usually got to be in that mix, and they haven't been. The time, they got to step up now. They're 2-2 to start the season, which on paper doesn't look bad, but I still have a bad taste about the 8-2 loss at home. You can't show up at home like that. Unacceptable. What's next?
I can already see it now. Here comes the overreaction by the Flyers fans. Oh, let's start that Picard guy because he's amazing. And Elliot, he can't stop anything. So I think we should start the Picard guy for the rest of the season.
Well, yeah, that happened when they lost 8-2. But like you said about the stats.
Yeah, I don't think that they're...
No, you didn't say that.
Yeah.
But people all over are going bananas because they see 8 goals, but they don't realize that after that 4-goal first period, it could have been 8-0 there had Elliott not been good.
Yeah, no, listen, he played well.
All things considered.
I mean, it sounds stupid to say that, but he actually did. I mean, he's talking about... He was in the shooting gallery. We were joking about Sonny at the Causeway.
Yeah.
They were coming at him left and right.
It looked like a men's league game because there's no team defense, and you can play well and still go up an 8 spot. And they left him out there to hang, and he hung. That's no doubt about it. Let's take a live call. Oh, look at these people stacked up. I think we got some Eagle cheers on the way. So let's go to Kareem on the live line on the Fanatic. What's up, Kareem?
Cuz, it's so good to hear your voice again.
What's up, my brother?
I think it's the Revenant time.
Yes!
The weather is beautiful. This is Carson speaking, by the way.
Thank you, Carson.
The weather is beautiful. It's rainy. It's good to hunt. This is good hunting weather, Ant. And I'm telling you, Scary Eye Eli, Big Boy Fletcher Cox coming down the middle. Oh, man, he's coming off the edge. I'm hyped. I'm amped up. I'm ready to go. I'm at work in the parking lot. E-S-T-L-E-S. Let's go. I'm ready.
Let's do it, Reem.
There he is.
I love it, Carson.
It is hunting weather.
Oh, give me more Revenant. Give me more Revenant. Thank you, brother. It's wet. It's wet. And now it's even cold. It's Carson weather.
Is that right?
Yes.
Because he can.
Because I can.
You love this song too.
I do. I love the.
I haven't seen the movie yet. I gotta watch it.
You never saw that movie?
Nah, I haven't watched it. It's a violation. I gotta see it.
Yeah,
I got it on my hard drive, but it's a big commitment. It's a long one.
Come on, it's a great movie.
Yeah, I've heard it is good. Bundy was telling me it's one of the top 5 movies of all time.
It's a great movie.
Yeah.
The bear fight. You've heard about the bear fight?
Yeah, with Leo. Leo fighting a bear. Come on. Leo can't hang with a
Carson
bear.
Carson can fight a bear.
Yeah, Leo can't hang with a rabbit.
You're right. Carson.
What's next?
Jason, you say something every day that convinces me that you're an idiot. Mm. All right, your chili, when you put the sour cream and the cheese on it, and you stick it in the microwave, to melt the cheese, dude, you just ruin the whole thing, man. The cheese will melt on its own, okay? Don't put it in the microwave.
I know, but I'm not patient enough to wait. When I put my chili in the bowl, I need to mix it right away. So I give it a nice 18 seconds in the microwave to get the cheddar a little more melted, then I give it the mix. Then it melts perfect for me. Why do you give a damn how I like my chili? I mean, seriously. I saw on Twitter, but people give me crap because I put mayonnaise on the eggs. I'm putting it on there because I'm on a keto diet and I need more fat. Not for taste. I need to put fat. People put butter in their coffee when they're on this diet because you need more fat. You know?
What?
That's what I need. Why do you got a problem with it? Leave me alone. Can I just eat like a weirdo in peace? Is that too much to ask? I can't, can I?
No.
All right, well, that's a good answer.
No.
Let's go to the live line. Take Scott. What's up, Scott?
I'm riled up for some Thursday night football, baby. First 24, teammate 17, C-A-T-L-E-S-E-O-S.
That's my boy.
All right, they're flowing in now.
That's my boy. That's what I want to hear. I want to hear the chant.
You think Kyle can top it with a good chant? Let's find out where Kyle's at. Kyle, where are you, first of all?
Ben Salem.
Oh, okay. That's up there in Mikey Miss's neck of the woods.
Yeah, I'm riled up about this old mentality that the sky's falling. We got something that nobody else got. We got Carson. Carson, the Cobra.
E-S-E-S-E-G-O! Now, you know, that was just pure brilliance from Kyle. Now, the genesis of the Cobra. You know,
I remember it was when he was wearing the swimsuit down the shore and the picture was taken, was it not?
Yeah, they were in San Diego, and it was the three quarterbacks.
On the beach.
Yes, it was on the butt. Like, so Bradford had the...
Bradford
had the
surfer,
the surfer shirt, right? And Carson had the bare chests.
Yeah.
Like the Cobra.
Sticking it out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then there was 5'10" Chase Daniel.
Yeah, I forget about it.
Yeah.
But Bradford had the sleeves on, you know.
Yeah, he had like a 75 sunscreen on.
Correct.
And those googly
Carson
eyes.
Was like, let's go, man.
Yeah, and he's a fair-skinned
bring
fella
on, yeah.
with the red hair. You don't mind a burn and peel, right? That's what I do. I don't get tan. Like, you go out in the sun, you get a tan right away. I go out there, I burn, and then I peel. It sucks. I can never add a little color to the skin, you know? That's why the tattoos look good,
though. That's why you ink up nice.
Yeah, that's why you ink up nice. Let's go to Karate Mark. I know he's going to bring the heat. What's up, Cam?
Today is not the day to worry. Today is not the day to talk about bad decisions made by the coaches. Today is not the day to talk about injuries. Today is the day for the Philadelphia team to get their head out of the way. Tonight is not the night to hunker down by yourself, Jason, and eat keto chili all by yourself. Tonight is the night for the fans of Philadelphia. Go to the bar. Go to your friend's house. Crack open a ton of beer. Order pizza. Scream so loud that they can hear you up in New York. Today's
the
night that the Eagles turn it around.
E-I-G-L-E-S-E-G-L-E-S. Yay! Oh, that's impressive.
Wow, Karate Mark. He dropped it into power gear, man.
That was impressive.
Jeez, pace yourself, brother. You get a little something for the game tonight. I know if I went that hard right now, I'd be donezo.
No, you got sustainability, don't you?
No. I haven't had sustainability in years, dude. That ship is way gone. I can't even see it. What's next?
This is Broke It. It's Delco Rep, Tim Donahue, here to prove I am the best hockey handicapper on the station. Unlike the Eagles, the Winnipeg Jets take care of business in Nashville. I am all over the Jets' money line tonight. For the football part of the parlay, I love the Birds -3 up in rainy New Jersey.
All right, let me tell you something, all right?
I like the other side of the hockey play.
Okay, but let me tell you something. Now, broke-ass Delco Ref, that's a playoff of Tim Donaghy. He calls it. I love him because he's calling us where he should be calling.
Yeah.
And he's going to be giving his picks. Now, I want to go you versus broke-ass Delco Ref.
All right.
Head-to-head hockey.
All right, that's good. That works for me.
All right, head-to-head in the hockey plays.
Yeah.
And I'll go head to head with him in the NBA plays.
Okay, I like that. Okay, right. We'll keep a running.
He's tab. Really good now. He's really good.
Uh-huh. Well, maybe they can go up there and tell you what I'm about, right? They get up there and tell you. By the way, we'll start with this one. I'm on the other side of his hockey play tonight.
So you
Winnipeg
got the
and
Preds?
Nashville. I got the Preds at home.
All right.
Yeah. Now the units are different because Preds are obviously a fave at home tonight, -150, I believe. So, but I'm on the Preds tonight.
All right.
I hit the Flyers three ways last night. I had the Flyers on the money line. I had the Flyers -1.5. And I had the Flyers game over last night. I hit it three
Good
ways.
For you, brother.
I smacked that thing all around the house last night. It's great. So there it is. That's the Riled Up line. It's brought to you by Riley Sales. Are you riled up? Cool down with the Duquesne AC from Riley Sales. They supply the HVAC pros that will get the job done right. Great thing is about the Riled Up line. Hit it during the game.